Are you a fan of news from the future? Bonafactory News is proud to present its newest future endeavor. Bonafactory News from the year 2050 with Clark Dixon and Dick Clarkson.
Hey, how you doing, fellas? This is Dick Clarkson.
And I'm Clark Dixon, here with you again to bring you another batch of swell news this evening.
Well, as many of you know, the PS7 just hit the shelves yesterday.
Indeed it did, Dick.
And Sony already announced the PlayStation 8. The PlayStation 8 is the most customizable PlayStation to date. You just log on to Newegg.com, select your case, memory, processor, and GPU, and get your game on. When asked what was the difference between the PS8 and a PC, Sony replied that you can't win a PC from a Taco Bell.
Well, that's good, Dick. I'm pretty sure the PS8 will give me less gas than a Taco Bell burrito does. I can agree on that, Dick. Square Enix has announced Final Fantasy XX with 2 hours of gameplay and an amendable 30 hours of DLC available right at launch.
Well, Clark, I got my GameStop power-up card ready and waiting for that one.
I hope so, Dick, because at this rate, by the time you buy all the DLC, the game will only cost about a roundabout figure of $289.
That ain't bad these days.
And it'll only run you about $15 an hour to play online. That's pretty good, Dick. That's good, Dick. That's real good, Dick, actually.
It's official. All forms of media now have a Kickstarter. Why create free content when you can con some sucker out of $50 for a meaningless credit and a car decal?
You can't beat that, Dick. Season passes are for peasants and pussies. The new lifetime pass for games such as Madden and Call of Duty will make you a hot stick of man to all the neighborhood lasses. Be sure to sign up now for a mere $50,000 and receive a free Rock Candy controller.
This has been News from the Year 2050, featuring Dick Clarkson.
And Clark Dixon. We're happy to be here, and hopefully we'll see you again next time at UBD 7.
Well, back from the... You're already fucking up. God damn it.
You've ruined the show. I'm canceling the podcast. Fuck it.
It's over.
Go fuck yourself.
Good old gamers has just fucked itself for the last time.
God damn it.
I'm going to take a... I'm going to make my announcements and I'll take a sip of that. We're the Good Old Gamers podcast.
Fantastic.
Coming back again. It's been a minute.
It has been at least 2 minutes.
It has been 2 minutes.
I have zero clue.
It is October 9th. Year of our Lord 2016. Episode like fucking 70.
Whatever.
Five, maybe?
Yeah.
Six? Who knows? We're up there. I'm Lyle McClendon. I'm joined, as always, with Brandon Gentry.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
And we got our old buddy Juice sitting in with us tonight. Who's
very inebriated. Yeah,
very inebriated. He is smiling and giggling like a fat kid that just found a melted Snickers in his pocket.
Fuck yeah. This is a fantastic day.
Mama bent over and the old melted Hershey fell right out of her titties.
God, that sounds sexy as fuck. I'm glad you said that.
Been out being a radical biker punching that muff. I'll take that as a yes.
All day.
I've heard stories about these very underage but very shapely titties spinning around here.
Indeed. Well, you can just say it was like a walking watermelon vine. There was a plethora of tit meat, if you will.
Sounds awesome.
A cornucopia.
I mean, you should just, at that point, you really should just go for it, because your defense in court would just be like, look at them titties. You can't possibly underage with them titties.
You wouldn't even have to hire a lawyer. You could just like post a titty meme and he'd just be like, yep, case dismissed. I'm pretty sure that's how the justice system works, right?
Yeah, I mean, judged by your peers. My peers would be like, you know, them some titties.
It's funny if you go to all the cocaine or all the Coleman lawyers, because they're all like, boy, them titties is made for some coke use.
Like, God, our listeners are so confused right now.
They are. It's a bunch of local end jokes. Sorry. that's what we're here to do, is confuse the listener. So we hope you're kind of confused by now. So what we're going to do, we're going to kick it off like usual with the
special edition news.
Special edition news. From the current.
Except instead of any news you care about, we're going to give you news about GameFest.
Yeah.
Something USB just got unplugged again.
I'm pretty sure it's that goddamn mouse.
That goddamn
it's
mouse.
It's probably me.
Well,
I don't know.
Goddamn
whatever
mouse.
Whatever it is, I don't care.
It can
I can't
just,
believe you turned my mic up.
It can
up.
Just
That's
do
a
whatever.
Idea.
Yeah, so me and Brendan somehow fucking recovered from this year's Game Fest.
Slightly.
A little bit more harrowing than last year, I must say.
In some ways.
In some ways.
Heroin?
Man, that...
No heroin. Heroin.
You wanted to unplug that mouse or whatever it is.
Whatever keeps
it
unplugging
keeps
itself
off.
Is fucking awful and I hate it. Well, I hope it gets butt AIDS and die.
Just don't unplug the blue one. Please. It's like a bomb. Just don't cut the blue one. Don't cut it.
Ooh, I heard a noise. It happened again. God damn it. What the fuck?
Okay.
I'm with it.
Maybe. That'll
Maybe
solve
they got
I have zero
all issues.
We'll try not to move.
We have no way to control the computer, so if it starts recording all the
we can't fuck up
child
now.
Porn that Law's been looking at.
No.
Yeah, I mean that Law has not been looking at.
Yeah. Yeah.
Safe.
Wink, wink.
It's funny wank, that wank. No mention of child porn ever gets dropped until Juice comes over to the house.
Why the fuck is it always me?
Is that a thing? I don't remember that.
It's probably a thing. I'll go ahead and admit.
Was last time? It's been a minute since you've been on. Did we mention child porn last time you were on?
Probably.
We'll go with yes.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm just going to assume yes.
Just roll with it.
Even though child porn is a terrible thing, and nobody should enjoy it. We must go ahead and just put that disclaimer out there. I mean, like everybody knows that. I thought child porn was educational. No,
the good old gamers does not endorse child pornography.
We do not.
Unless they got some big old titties.
Oh, there was titties.
Fail.
It was goddamn.
Had the spill on the
just a sexually charged opening for an episode here.
God, this is awful.
You saw it as well as I saw it.
I mean, everybody's seen that side of the mountain, I don't think.
Mountains.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks.
Kind of hard to deny that shit, you know what I mean? I mean, if you see a fucking apple tree, you call it an apple tree, right? Like,
right on.
You know,
high five all day long.
That's how that goes, I suppose. So,
God didn't make titties like that unless they meant to be slapped around. I mean, that's just what I'm saying.
You goddamn straight.
Anyways, we're way off tangent here, and we're probably going to prison when this episode drops.
I hope not.
Prison's easier than what I'm doing now.
God damn, your life does suck, doesn't it? Like,
it has its moments.
Well, what was your favorite part of Game Fest 2016? Let's start with the good things, at least.
It'd be tied between winning my sexy-ass Elvira poster, which is going to be posted right above my sock drawer.
Do you remember
soon.
Your score right offhand?
5.2 million, I want to say.
You slayed
like
everybody else in that competition,
first,
I might add.
The only time I played that pinball machine. I annihilated everybody, and I was proud. Actually, purely by luck, but...
That one kid that was actually like pretty competitive on the pinball machine, he was...
Billy Brewer?
He was... Mind blown at your skills, and I'm just like, you've never seen him do this before.
Me and Justin know him pretty well, actually. He's one of our schoolmates' little brother. And I've had my hand in warping his young mind.
Very nice.
Yeah, there's that. There was playing the zombie game on HTC Vive.
That was a high point of mine. That was very, very fun.
Yeah, big thanks to Thomas for bringing that out.
Indeed.
Yeah, and the Oculus for that matter. My kids loved it. They're high point easily.
I didn't do the Oculus again this year just because last year that thing gave me some wicked
bad. The Vive was
bad.
Way better because
the Vive,
you got
I didn't get a
it.
Lick of motion
right,
sickness from.
You got your body feedback with it. So it didn't trick your brain into thinking you're moving when you're not.
Yeah.
seeing like the kids' Smash Brothers tournament, to me, I love that. To seeing these kids battle it out, and you know the winners and the losers. There's one little girl I kind of felt bad for a second because she got teary eyed, but at the same time I'm like, that's a good lesson there.
Yeah.
Children
crying always makes my heart warm.
Yes. But no, really, learning to lose is probably the most valuable lesson you learn in life.
It's going to make you be a lot less of an asshole at some point.
Right. I've learned, that's how I got good at magic and stuff like that, is by learning from my losses.
Is that how you did it? Because I fucking hate you at magic.
I know, I get
so
it a lot.
So hard I hate you.
You look at how you lose, and then you realize, oh, I fucked up there. Maybe I won't do that next time.
There's people that's met Brandon and Magic, and they now still hang out and chain smoke and cut themselves because of that.
I just look at how I suck at Magic, and I'm like, hey, Brandon, fuck it. I like this idea. Make it a winning deck.
And I got a fun story about a fellow we used to play in Pokemon cards, and what Brandon did to him after playing a match.
Yeah, the old Audi.
He's forever changed.
Yeah, the old Audi became an indie, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wish I had a glass belly button so I could see whenever I had my head up my ass.
That makes no sense on any planet.
It makes sense some days.
As much sense as somebody getting, what was that you said earlier, diddled by their dad with a Garfield mask on.
That doesn't apply at this point.
No, it doesn't.
It will apply later.
You fucking right it will.
But speaking of kids, we did have a lot more kids at Game Fest this year. There were a lot more younger kids at Game Fest this year.
There was.
Are you okay?
I've noticed that a lot of the younger, the Smash crowd were out this time.
Mm-hmm.
I guess that might have been the difference between the Smash 4 and the Wii and the Smash Melee. I don't know.
I can also say a lot of those kids were a lot better at fucking Smash Brothers than I am.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah, it took a lot.
Like, I was sitting back watching just some of the tournament, you know, kind of from afar. And like I was telling...
Way to go, Juice.
Any day, man. I'll fuck it up.
I was telling...
God damn it. This way.
That right there.
Yeah.
I was telling Chasen when we were watching, I was like, the sad thing is a lot of these kids could still probably whoop my ass in that game because I am so fucking absolute garbage at it. We didn't have a lot of Mortal Kombat X turnout, but
Or any turnout, really.
Yeah, no. That was one thing we didn't... We didn't do so hot with this year.
Yeah, I'll just throw it out there. We took a loss this year. It sucks. That means next year is not going to be bigger and better like we had planned. But we didn't lose so much that we can't do it again. So we'll see what's coming down the pipeline.
A lot of shit next year, too, is going to be we need to plan about when we do it. Because we had the last day of the Coleman County Fair was against us.
Yeah.
As well. They were doing some big thing out at Smith Lake. There were like three or four things all over Coleman going on that same day.
Yeah, our lack of physical advertising, too. I put too much stock on the Facebook, and we just hit the bed on local advertisement. So that all kind of sucked, and I lay that at our own feet. I got to give a huge thanks to the people that helped us.
No, most definitely.
Especially Bradley Dunn.
Yep.
Nick Cook. Yep. He helped us a lot.
Bradley's little brother, Matt.
David the Bitch Leslie,
who did help, and we admire his help, but his pussy got wet at about 2 in the morning.
He's somewhere around there.
And he lived up to his moniker.
Yeah.
He bitched out on us.
But thank you, David.
But thank you. We still love you. And we couldn't have done shit without
him.
Our
buddy Chasen Chandler helped us quite a bit.
I don't know those people. They sound sexy.
They helped us.
You helped us out quite a bit. Jesus was the walking announcement board.
Yeah, he was our microphone.
Don't tell people that.
Too
late.
Our old ladies.
We do have a... that, I think that could technically fall into a Tales from Alabama story.
Oh, then those old ladies.
Yes, those old ladies.
Oh, we heard something from them. Let me get this out of the way. We have a huge backlog of calls because I haven't been checking our voicemail because I'm a loser and been very busy. We got a call from... let's go ahead and regale them with a tale.
Okay. So, about... just by chance, do you have that The Strange Tales of Alabama music, because it would be very fitting to set the background for how this was going down. If you don't, it's fine. So, it's about 1:30 on a steamy Sunday Coleman morning, right after Game Fest. We're all tired as fuck. We've just loaded about 50 CRT TVs and some arcade cabinets. I walk in, come walking back out, only to notice two old ladies have flanked Brandon in the back of the fucking U-Haul truck.
I was quite flanked.
These ladies,
I had a penalty to my AC.
These ladies are talking about a mattress they found. And apparently, for some fucking reason, they were out in a dumpster at 2:30 in the morning looking for a mattress. Well, they found one. And we're wondering if we could take time out of loading all our bullshit to go help them load a mattress that they also called the police at 2 o'clock in the morning and asked if it was legal for them to take said mattress.
Yeah, that's where things got really sketchy. They started talking about how they found this mattress at the Foundry, which is a thrift store here, in their dumpster, which I'm putting in imaginary quotation marks, because I don't know.
I'm assuming like their donation box.
They wanted us to help them, even though we had a slat full U-Haul. Huh.
See, now what the fuck was that?
I don't know.
Your life hating you, I'm guessing. PC hates
you. It might be your Wi-Fi adapter there, but I don't know.
Very well could
be. I ain't worried about it.
It hears all my loud ass, so continue, Bam.
Anyways, a couple of old swamp hags.
Yes. Yes, Steve Steverson. That's how...
Who did not win our Pokemon Championship.
Ha ha.
What a con.
Grand Shaka Zulu got shut the fuck down.
Anyways.
Maybe next year.
These old ladies started harassing us, trying to get us to use our full U-Haul and two full trucks to come help them with this mattress that they supposedly found.
And I'm assuming was covered with piss
and blood.
Blood and semen stains. Only a fine mattress, of course.
And they started telling us the two wildly different stories. That one of them was just saying, oh, we called the cops and the cops said it's okay. I'm like, no, you didn't. And the other one was saying how they had this old man who was going to help them, and he had,
oh my god, I forgot about that part.
And he had like kidney surgery, had this huge scar up his side.
The way this lady was describing this fucking big keloid scar bulge hanging out made me think of the little thing from fucking Total Recall.
Yeah.
Is it Klaatu?
Yeah,
isn't that his name? That would mean old man.
And both according to them, both this old man and his wife had like massive body surgery scars where they just both happened to have undergone like life saving surgery at the same time.
You get weird deformities when you fuck your sister like that, yeah. I guess.
And there were such weird justifications of why we should help them. We're just like, no, sorry.
Yeah, at one point she was like, I bet you y'all think we're pretty crazy, don't you? And I was like, fuck yeah, lady. It's 2:30 in the morning. You're asking us to get a goddamn mattress out of a dumpster.
And then one of them started telling me, when she looked in the U-Haul about all the TVs, she said, why y'all got all these TVs? I'm like, we was running a gaming event. Well, they said here at the BFW that we can't have any more gaming events. And I'm like, but they said we could. So, anyways, one of them called. They were kind enough to give us an update, to give us an ending on their tale.
Well, I'm so glad that those ladies actually had a fucking phone to call us with.
Yeah, they got that out of the dumpster, too.
This phone smells
like
butter.
Hey, this is that old dang old swamp hag. I saw y'all the other day at the BFW. And I just want y'all to know we did get that mattress, and we've been performing satanic rites on it, and y'all are just a sorry bunch of sackheads, didn't help us, and oh, may the Dark Lord help you.
Did she just call us a bunch of sorry sackheads?
Yes, she did.
Oh, that's good.
I love it, the VFW.
Oh, I just have more calls like that on a daily basis.
Oh, God. I bet you that woman would have sucked your dick if you went and got that mattress for her.
I probably would with all three teeth.
My face fucking a jacket leather.
God damn it. That one's worth a gold record with goddamn three.
Oh. Look like that. One of them looked like that crazy cat lady off The Simpsons, always like washing her cats on a fucking rub board.
Yeah. So, yeah. Or from Monty Python beating their cats with the stick.
God damn it. Why do you have to mention all this? I'm horny now. God damn it.
Dude, I bet you, lovely. Dude, it's almost 1 o'clock in the morning out there somewhere. Coleman, the bitches is truth. Looking for some fucking dumpster fire.
I just found them a sectional.
God damn, that's a sweet living room suit. It's only got 14 love stains on it.
It's got
we found a steam cleaner in that other goddamn dumpster. We'll give her a good wash down.
Wash. I love that. It's got 30 infestations of cockroaches.
Ugh.
That's less than the last set we got.
They make extra protein snacks when food supplies start running. Oh, never mind.
Got another Game Fest call. Not quite as humorous, but still, it's on a good note. Like,
very nice.
Hey guys, Mike McDaniel. I just wanted to call and say, good old Game Fest was awesome. Really enjoyed playing the games, meeting the people. That HTC Vive was really cool. I enjoyed the job simulator. I was wondering if you guys got a chance to play that.
I didn't play the job simulator.
Looking forward to the one next year.
I didn't play the job simulator. I did get to kill me some zombies. That was fun.
That's what I did. It was the zombie thing. And I piddled around with another one that was some sort of like a beat rhythm-based game.
Yeah, yeah.
You take any song you want, and it takes pretty much like the sound waves of shit and warps it into blue
and red
and orange, like, tiles, yeah. And you use your hand to deflect those tiles when they come at you. It's actually really cool.
I really wanted to play some Slayer Dragon Force, but
dude, you'd be up there, somebody like outside the world looking at you like, why is he put some just idiot don't know what VR is. What the fuck did he put that helmet on to get Parkinson's for?
Oh shit.
That's terrible.
Yeah, we're terrible, but
sorry. I only say things like that to deal with the pain.
Yeah, Game Fest was a financial loss to a small degree, but we had more fun with it this year. We learned a lot of things, so, you know, here's the next year.
Yeah, I mean, that's the only way to go. I mean, if we're ever going to do a real huge one or anything like that, we got to know what all mistakes are possible to make, so, yeah. I mean, chalk everything up to a learning.
We probably left off some names of the people who helped us. I'm sorry for that, but thank you.
To our old ladies, they helped us out.
Yeah. Everyone that lent us a hand with anything, letting us borrow stuff, helping us move stuff, anything like that, thank you.
Yes, we're mucho appreciative. I still think maybe one night for the people like that helped move and stuff, I might try to barbecue for everybody or something, because there ain't no motherfucking way we would have got that shit handled, me and you, on a Sunday night the way we did.
And, you know, not to alienate anyone else who helped us, I need to give the MVP award to Bradley, because he worked He worked his ass off from this minute we started to the minute we ended. I mean, he didn't slack off. He fucking worked.
He done anything we needed him to do and was there, and even when it was shitty as fuck at 5:30 Sunday morning unloading that shit, he fucking bared and stayed with us. He picked up heavy shit. He didn't just kind of pilfer around. So, yeah, I'm on board with that. He gets the MVP award.
Yeah.
He needs a fucking trophy.
If you never help us with another Game Fest, you will always have a free entry into Game Fest.
Yes, you're permanently invited in for free.
Yeah.
Because I ain't gonna lie, man, that was some motherfucking work.
Yeah.
In this shit this year, big time. We literally, we got done at midnight. We had everything loaded and we're gone by like maybe 3:30 is when we left VFW.
Yeah.
We stayed at your house about an hour and then we were at my house for about 45 minutes.
I had a fun solo adventure, a DLC adventure, after everyone else finally got to sleep. I thought I had it made. I thought my night was over and I could finally sleep.
I'm about to lay my loins down in a bed.
I dropped the U-Haul off after gassing it up, and I was going to drop off the contract and the keys. I put the contract in the drop box, dug in my pocket for the keys, and they were not there. Where were the keys, may you ask? They were in the ignition, because I had had almost zero sleep in the past 36 hours. So that happened. I have no clue what you were telling me there, but that happened.
Yeah, that
So I got to go home and get a clothes hanger and come back and fiddle with trying to break into a U-Haul for about an hour. I tried on the driver's side door forever and had no luck. Almost gave up and just figured I'll pay the $50, $60 fee plus whatever it's going to take to jump this motherfucker off because the lights are on in it. And I tried the passenger side and it came open like instantly. So saved my ass there.
Did you just kind of like, when you got home, did you just kind of just have one of the moments where you sit on the edge of your bed before you lay down? And it's just kind of like one of the things you stare off space. You're just like, the fuck am I doing with myself?
If I could answer that, I would. I don't remember the drive home. I don't remember going to bed.
I never made it to that point before the horrible shit happened.
What?
Okay. I'm
okay.
Continue.
I don't know. I should have got home around 6:30, roundabout. That's what's in my head anyways. And I slept until 6:37 that night. I woke up, took the family out to eat because damned if I was going to cook. And we ate, and I came home, and around 9:30, I fell asleep again and went to work the next day.
That's amazing you said that, because I laid down in bed. I took a shower that morning after y'all left. I cleaned a few things up around here. I literally laid in the bed at 15 after 6. It was daylight. Went to sleep, and I slept till 4:30. Got up at 4:30. Me and Emerald went and ate. I come home after eating Chinese buffet, no less. And 6 o'clock, slept until
we did the
5
same thing.
The next morning.
We went to China Garden here in town.
Very nice. I went to 187.
Yeah.
168, but.
Whatever.
Doesn't mean 187, I'm hungry. It furthered my coma status. I come home and slept like a fucking champ all
yeah,
night.
Yeah, then I got to have that fuckery put on me further, because, see, I woke up Monday and went to work. Felt pretty good Monday night, then, you know, Tuesday is when the fucking thing happens to me with college. Between Tuesday, or you know, between Monday evening and all the way till Friday morning, I had 9 hours of sleep because I had so much shit to do. Because I had to not only to have the normal college fuckery, but I had my little girl's field trip on Wednesday, which is normally my catch up sleep day. So I was fucked. Like Thursday night at work, when I went to go get me something to eat at lunch, there was 2 wrecks on the highway to get my lunch, and the cops' lights had me hallucinating so bad, like everything just turned red to me and was flashing.
You're instantly just like, it does like the Predator.
Yes. I managed to limp through the night and come home, and I slept for another 12 hours, and I was finally good.
You finally come home, sit down in bed, you just look at the edge of bed, there's like some Donnie Darko style, some crazy fucker, like a rabbit suit, and you're like,
I don't even fucking care.
You're like, you could stab me in the
DDR
dick hole.
It up at that point.
One of my favorite moments regarding sleep depravity in Game Fest was when we were doing the cash drawer. Emerald, your old lady, pulled out a wad of ones out of the cash register. She said, looked at you, said, "Let's go to the strip club." And you said, "Fuck a bunch of titties. I want to go to sleep."
That's the worst idea ever.
It was true at that point, dude. I'm like, they could be free titties, and I could care less right now. Like, I don't give a shit. They hold me down and beat my eyes black with their titties. I don't give a shit. I'm like, I'm going to sleep. That bitch can stretch her snatch over the crown of my head, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to sleep, dude. I'm like,
I'll die the way I came into this world.
There's not enough stripper sadism in this planet at this point for me to be interested. Like, you know, like, fuck that. I was done at that point. I meant every goddamn word of that. Busted ass titties, a comfortable bed, and I'm like, fucking busted ass titties, like
titties are titties.
And if the fact too, if we'd have went to the strip club and already been at 3 a.m, they'd have been puked on at least once or twice.
All
the glitter's done been slapped off of them. So what's the fucking point in that?
At that point, C-Sex and Sally be starting first shift again.
Come out and say, listen to Pantera. But she's gonna go home, fix her kid a healthy bowl of Captain Crunch in the morning.
ain't got no milk.
Paying her way through nursing school.
Have y'all seen the one-legged chick that got the titty trap?
Regale me with a stale.
No, I can't do it.
Yeah, you can. I have no clue what you're talking about, but I'm interested. You've sold me.
We didn't make this happen, one night.
No. Tell us.
Tell us.
We need to hear that.
No matter what you do, fucking Wesley's titty trap always has C-sections and one-legged bitches.
I knew about the C-section. I did not know about the one-legged
bitches. I have heard a tale of a one-legged stripper down that way, actually.
I've been there for it all night long.
All night long.
My friend.
Good time.
They went to a strip club at one point, and this girl had a big birthmark on her titty, and they all started on her shit then. And I'm pretty sure this dude, my buddy, knows, ended up dating her. And I'm just like, ugh.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you like it, bring it home with you. Save it from the booby trap.
It's hard to get away with one.
Back of that building's held up by like a tarp, isn't it?
Goddamn straight it is.
It's a lean-to on an old oak tree.
It's been there since the Civil War. So some of the strippers have to.
They used to take soldiers of the Union and nail their intestines to the tree and make them walk in circles around it till they died.
Goddamn. What a dark turn.
That's a Berserk reference. Go nerds.
Nice.
Oh, shit.
Sounds like something off the movie Ravenous.
I'm going to tie you to this tree. The only way you can get off is you got to eat your arm.
Fuck.
But yeah.
Game Fest was fun, though.
It was fun.
It was, I enjoyed it way more this year than I did last year. We actually, last year or so just, I mean, this year was nonstop.
Yeah.
But we had a little more time to play with shit this year.
I got
to
give a big shout out to Jeffrey Hargrove. He is like our Game Fest champion.
Yeah.
As far as tournaments go,
what a cock ass.
He whooped your ass at
all day long. Yeah, he did. Both last year and this year.
Yeah, last year.
He spanked your shanty little ass.
Hey, 2 years in a row. Yeah, 2 years in a row, he's the, I want to say, the world Nidhogg champion, because who else gets trophies for that shit? We did.
Damn, man.
That's true. So we're the only Nidhogg trophy giving.
Yeah. So we're the world champion.
Future 400 company.
Yeah, so Jeffrey Hargrove, 2 year running world champion Nidhogg.
He also won the Mario speedrun and won that fucking sweet ass Retron this year.
Fuck Jeffrey.
He I think he 2-3, I think, was his high. And you know, the Mario speedrun didn't do too well this year. I only had like 5 entries into it, but the Sega Bass Fishing,
I know,
was
they got
fucking
intense.
Ridiculous. Dude, who was it? I'm trying to remember. Josh Coggins put the first high score up, and he had like 16 pounds. Jacob Hinkle shows up, first time ever playing this game. He puts like 20 pounds. Then Christopher Nash put like 22 pounds, and his record stood for hours. Jacob spent like $12 playing that game to get the high score. He ended up catching like a 15-pound bass, a 10-pound bass, and something else, having like 35 fucking pounds. And then his score held the rest of the night. Nobody else got past
it. He made out pretty good that night, because I saw he won the Genesis off that, and then off of one of our vendors, he bought a whole bundle of Genesis games.
Yeah, like, him and another guy went $25 each and split it.
They
which,
had an
granted,
instant,
I got to looking at the games. And
well, it was all the sports games.
It was majority all sports games.
But still, that's like a one-night instant Genesis collection. Well, it's hard to beat that.
One thing, too, see, he called me the other day. There was a Lethal Enforcers 1 and 2, and a Justifier was in it. And he called me and asked me if I could take that Justifier apart and fix it. And I'm like, what's it doing? He's like, it just doesn't work. And I was like, are you trying to play it on your LED TV, or are you hooked up to a CRT? And he's like, oh, it's on my LED. And I'm like, that's why it's not working. I had to explain to him, like, light guns won't work on those new TVs, man.
Nope.
I was like, now, if you need a nice CRT TV, I'm the man to talk to. I got multiple styles, sizes, accessories, colors, you name it. You want the Alpha Gamma? You want the Alpha Gamma? Good, goddammit, you get the Alpha Gamma.
We're the used car salesman of CRTs.
Yeah, get out your fucking checkbook.
Goddamn straight. All fucking day. Goddamn.
But, I was, like I said earlier, we didn't have a lot of entries into the Mortal Kombat X tournament.
We didn't.
But I will say the ones that did enter and play, it was fucking great to watch because the guy that won it, Jade Bradford, he's a mean motherfucker Katana and Melina, dude. Like, that other guy was using Goro and kept pretty much just doing the walk across the screen thing.
Yeah, walking fireball spit.
Every fucking thing he tried doing to him, though, he countered perfectly. Even when he would try the air juggles and shit, he had the perfect counters for the air, you know, jumping in the air and throwing the size and the fucking fan blades and shit.
I ain't gonna lie, I ran the Pokken tournament, which was cool. Cheyenne, who was on here with our sexy episode, 69 episode, she won the Pokken tournament. And that was just really surprising because Nick, who helped run all these tournaments, he was fucking dominating. I think he beat Cheyenne once, actually.
In Pokken?
Yeah, in Pokken. I don't recall. He might not have beat her, but anyways, he was fucking destroying everybody. And then it got to the final between him and Cheyenne just whooped ass, and she won. So that was pretty cool. And then I helped run Nidhogg, and then the Kid Smash tournament. And after I ran those, I was done. I didn't keep up with any more tournaments. I was like, I'm just going to chill and play games.
I did the Mortal Kombat X and helped get the Smash together. And Nick, I honestly, dude, the way they run some of that tournament shit with them crazy brackets, it confuses the fuck out of me. Like, all them people in the Smash, I just told Nick, I was like, I can do the Mortal Kombat because there's six people. You know, I was like, Smash, I have no idea.
Well, it's, you know, challenge shit does most of the work.
Yeah, that's the app.
The main thing on the phone. The main thing that got made it confusing was we had like one or two Wii U's with a DLC, and the rest of them didn't. So they had to figure out amongst themselves who did the DLC and what's not. So at first we were just going to ban it all, and then some of them were really disappointed by it. One of them was like, "I'll go get my Wii U right now if I need to." I'm like, "Dude, I really don't have a preference. We only banned it because we didn't have it available, and it's really expensive to buy across multiple consoles." So if y'all are cool working it out amongst yourselves, how to it's figure fine. It out, it's fine. And they did, so that worked out pretty good. What the hell are you doing with all your hands over here? Like, you're using your jazz hands and all kinds of shit.
I'm so glad nobody can see.
Us too.
Yeah.
I'll stop doing that. You know what I'm
saying? It's been like 20 minutes now. I was like, what is he doing over there? I'm talking, but he's doing stuff.
I'm translating through things.
To all the deaf viewers we got watching us right now.
Yeah, over MP3.
Good old gamers now available in Pussy Braille. Oh,
God. Let's make it happen.
Another inside joke. But
literally.
Yes.
That's just how, like, I might not say that on here. We'll just talk about that afterwards. I was thinking like Navajo code talkers and shit. They just find a bunch of women with loose morale. That's how they spread their messages around.
Oh, God. That made me think about it.
Shave like, out a certain way so that the enemy is flanking them to the right.
That gave me a really bad image of smoke signals and labias.
I'm sorry, everybody.
Like you're fucking mushing dogs on a sled. They're just bellowing the labias, making the smoke.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. There's just some Indian standing on a hill watching the smoke rise. He's like, wild woman, fire and britches.
I should have stopped a half hour ago. I'm sorry, guys. I think nobody can see me. What the fuck?
We really talked about video games. Yeah. That's great, though. That's funny. In closing, for Game Fest, all smoke signals and Pussy Braille aside.
Pussy Braille.
It's so fucking terrible. Oh, ask us in person. We'll tell you what the meaning of that. Game Fest it wasn't like a big success like last year, but I mean, it was still successful. Like you said, it wasn't deterring enough where we won't do another one.
Yeah.
Just a lot more planning.
I will say this, and I saw a lot of this Facebook, and I'm not like bitching at anybody, but what I did see a lot a lot of the tags and stuff, when I looked at the comments, is people would say, I'd like to go to it, but I want to do something else. I'll catch it next year. If you don't go to it, there might not be a next year. I will throw that out.
Yeah.
Because it's not like we're some company doing this for our own brand or something. We're just some fucking dudes renting places and buying equipment to do this.
Well, it's kind of like the same thing, you know, like, I'm not, there it went again. I'm not bitching or moaning about it, anybody in particular, anything like that. You're doing it again. But one thing, you know, kind of along the same lines, I guess, it pisses me off is the people that if you send an invite and, you know, like an invite to an event and you outright know that you're not fucking going, don't click that you're going to an event, because I got to looking on the list of people that, oh, I will be there, we'll be there, and I could show you like 20 of them that were all posting shit about it and then just never showed up.
Yeah, and that's fine. That's kind of how Facebook works with events, and you know, I understand, fuck, I'm busy, you're busy, shit happens, and so I'm not bitching at anyone in particular, I'm just saying that if it becomes a massive loss to me and Lyle, we can't keep doing it, because we're making zero money on this. Even if we had been a great success,
we planned on donating the profit.
Well, 10% of the profits would have went to the VFW. There were no profits, so there's no donation. But every dime would have went to the making it bigger next year. So it's not like we're just doing this to make money. So you know, if it keeps becoming a loss or starts becoming a bigger loss, then it just stops.
it'll be dead at that point.
I hate to say that, but that's just the reality of it.
Well, I mean, that's the truth of business. You can't keep fucking funding money into something that's not yielding you something back in return. Right. That's the core principle of
and
business.
I would ultimately be happy if I just made my money back. I would like to see it get bigger and better, but, you know, it is what it is. It went down how it went down. Nothing we can do.
But like you said, though, people commenting saying shit like that doesn't really, you know, oh, catch it next year. I'm just kind of, you know, there won't be a next year with attitudes like that.
Right.
You know, period. So.
What's going on here?
I have zero idea. I'm sorry. I'm
very inebriated juice.
Very inebriated.
The juice is loose.
They've been hitting the hooch.
They're gonna find a young lass and sling of the humdinger.
Zero, nope. I hate interrupt y'all fucking bullshit.
No one can hear you because you're not speaking into your mic.
That right there is what's driving me butt fucking crazy.
Should I do this the whole time?
Just don't touch that mic stand.
Yeah. Oh, goddamn! I can't move my hands this way.
You're like that person, like, I don't really don't do my hands.
I'm Ricky Bobby all day.
Just look, do this motion. Just twiddle your thumbs. Just twiddle them.
Pretend like you're reading Pussy Braille.
Yeah, just.
Pretend like you're punching Muff. Okay, don't do that. Don't do that.
Try to pretend like the Muff isn't the mic stand.
Yeah, the Muff is to your left.
Just remember, the Muff is on the left. Lefty Lucy.
Okay, enough with Game Fest, I suppose. I haven't got to play many games, as per usual, the running theme of the podcast. And I'm sorry, guys. It's life.
Dude, we've had a... God damn you!
Fuck!
I'm just going to be real, you know, like, my grandfather's pretty much dying right now, and I got real pissed off last week because I had somebody that listens to us, and I'm not going to name any names, but pretty much asked me why I haven't been able, they're like, well, y'all been kind of slacking on stuff lately, and I'm like, because fucking things in life don't goddamn slow down enough for you to do a fucking podcast sometime. And I was like, I hate to sound like an asshole about it, but I've heard it more than once, and I'm just like, God damn it, you know, I'm like, we have lives outside of it. Yeah. And I love doing the podcast, but you know, sometimes we're not going to be able to give you an episode every week. Just because we have in the past, you know, shit changes.
Yeah, and it makes me feel bad, because, I'll go ahead and offload some of our backlog of calls because I've been a piece of shit not checking them for a while. We got a, I don't know if he's new, but new caller anyway. Complimenting our show and our quality, and it really makes me feel bad that that we've really been slacking, and I really do apologize. I really want to do better. Just adulting sucks.
We will do better. It's just, I mean, there's a, it's literally just a patch of, of all kinds of shit's happening right now between school and family issues. You know, it's shit piles up quick.
All right, here's our call from Nick, though.
Hey, fellas, my name is Nick. I live up here in Michigan, and I have a lot of long drives, and I really enjoy listening to your podcast. I'm 32 years old, so I grew up with a lot of the games that you guys talk about. I'm also kind of a hobbyist into the arcade machine building and emulating scene, and a somewhat collector, mostly just enjoyer of older games. And, man, I just wanted to say you guys are super intelligent. You guys always, your accents, of course, amuse me because I'm from up here, and I love good Alabama accent. But just the stuff that you guys say is always on point. You guys are, you know, like I said, just sound like two very intelligent, very hardworking people. I can tell that you guys care about the quality of your show. And just wanted to let you guys know that it is appreciated. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you, Nick.
Thank you, man.
And also, I feel like a piece of shit because I understand the quality of what we've been putting out. It's not intentional, but thank you.
Yeah, dude. That right there is the whole reason we do it to begin with. I mean, it's nice to, you know, meet like-minded people in this hobby and shit, and like actually meet somebody too that you don't fucking hate. Because I hate a lot of people I meet.
Yeah.
I've never met one person really that I just hate from our podcast, so that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're sorry about the quality of things. We will shape up.
The
quality
and the regularity.
We will.
I think, might as well get this out of the way, I think I'm only going to be available one more night this month, because I've got the ACT coming up, and I've got to study my ass off, because I haven't done serious math since high school, besides trig, because I've had to teach myself trig a few times for work, but I always forget it, so I've got to really start cramming for that. I want to make sure we're getting in a Halloween episode.
What have you been playing this week?
Well, I got my arcade cabinet working tonight. Small aside is I had some minor damage to my arcade cabinet. Partly my fault, partly some unexpected wear and tear. And I have no clue what Juice is signaling, but he's doing
it's,
stuff.
It's
I think he's howling Hitler. Like
most likely Hitler, but...
Because, I mean, you do have that toothbrush mustache there. So
it works. It, blame the mustache.
Anyways, the part that was my fault is the my Player One joystick switches between 8-way and 4-way. Really cool. It's got a controller board, though. And when I was sleepy, I pretty much jerked the USB port off of it. So I had to order some more and resolder one on there. I got that done today, and it's working again. Another thing was... the restrictor plate that rotates, the screws, all but one of them backed out of it. So whoever played the my Kaiju K at Game Fest last probably had a really shit experience with Player One. Apologize.
You pretty much ruined Game Fest for everybody.
I know. I did order. I got some blue Loctite coming in Monday.
Yeah, but that's so my screws won't back up at this point.
Well, I haven't used it that heavily ever.
Yeah,
apparently
but everybody
some kid
else did.
Got on there and wore it the fuck out till all my screws backed out.
Everybody
so now,
did.
Oh, I had to tell a couple kids to be a little easier because I seen some kids like being rough on some of the machines.
Really?
And I seen this one kid like I'm talking jerking the fuck out of my handles on Radical Biker. I'm talking like laying them all the way over where I'm like worried about him breaking
you
something.
You see the cabinets shifting?
Yeah, no
turn.
Shit, like fucking twisting inward. I told him I was like, hey man, I'm like all these cabinets are personal. I was like, you gotta treat them easier. And he just kind of looked at me, and I was just kind
of
like.
Completely
your goddamn parents.
Oh, someone else we forgot to thank. Michael Macon, he brought the Hydra Thunder cab.
Almost dead.
The virtual pinball cab and a couple of bar
mini pops. Cabs, yep.
I'm so glad somebody brought Hydra Thunder to this.
Hydra Thunder is amazing.
That's the only thing I played but my
and
own
surprisingly,
personal PC. The
Hydra Thunder
night.
Is a fucking breeze to move and transport.
Nope.
Yeah.
That was one thing I was rather
like
impressed with for
a
big
like
ass.
A
setting, you know, set down driving game. I was like, damn, this thing's easier to move than fucking Radical Bikers.
And it is Radical a brutal Dodgers. Game to play through.
Gonna punch him up.
Because I just went wide open, hardest course possible, and it ended horribly the entire night.
Knowing that, getting at least two, possibly three Link Tidal Thunders eventually is on my... It's on my wish list
for the future man cave. Make that. God damn it, what the fuck
Don't know
that?
What the fuck it is.
Me too, but I really wish Hydro Thunder would happen at your house, because that'd be...
It's going to happen one day, but it's at least 3 years out. Anyways, thank you, Michael. He also ran the pinball tournaments, which he didn't have to do, but he gave away some posters and whatnot for that.
So I have some puzzles.
My bitchin' Elvira poster I won.
Nicely done.
Which we mentioned earlier. Anyways,
that is hanging conveniently above Brandon's sock drawer.
Yes.
As it should be, right above the fucking yank.
It's not really a mantelpiece, it's more of a spank piece.
Hey, this is how I explained it to another guy who was trying to beat my score so he could get it. I said, if I were just to buy this thing, and I could buy it easily, I couldn't really get away with it as much with the old lady, because then I'm just like a pervert buying
a material to spank it to.
But if I win it, it's a memento. A memento that happens to have amazing boobies, but it's still a memento.
Good
so
call.
You can't take that away from me.
We're all That's jealous true. For you figuring that out.
Yeah. This is how
I think you just did a service for men everywhere. It's like, if you want to bring home something your wife's going to hate, just win it in a tournament. With and then titties. She can't tell
or,
you.
Or at least lie about winning it.
Yeah.
Not that I'd ever do such a thing.
I mean, don't show up with like an old... You know, amazing cesarean news. Section, one-legged hooker, and be like, I won this. I have a magazine contest. Because this, you just be like, what kind of magazine are you reading to win this?
Fucking sweet-ass magazine.
Got this out of Maxim. Maxim Underground.
But anyways, my arcade woes are over. I got it back and working. Except
Mine
for,
are still.
Yeah, you said, we still had to get yours going. But my blue Loctite will be coming in, and it will be permanently fixed, I hope. So that shit doesn't happen again. And,
good.
Yeah. So I played a few arcade games because none of my consoles or TVs are hooked up because life and laziness. And I'm fat. And I hate my life. And I needed beer.
Good God. We're all happy that that happened.
I awesome. Love how downhill that just went.
I love that it happened when it did happen. Makes me happy.
My uncle used to touch me.
He's pulling Garfield mouth and diddle me.
Fuck your uncle.
No, he'll fuck you.
I think that's why Brandon has irreparable damage at this point.
As long as it ends with me a sweet ass poster, fuck.
Remember, Brandon wasn't the fucker, he was the fucky.
Fuck-y. Yeah. Oh, God, that changes everything.
That's fuck why me. When I fart, it sounds like when you put your ear to a seashell.
Sweet whistle.
Brandon's ass is the only ass you can hear the beautiful ocean inside of.
We've joked about child porn and child rape. This is amazing.
Well, we've officially, at the same time we're talking about how our quality has just went to piss. Like, we're at an all-time low here, fellas. Like,
I can't move
good old gamers will be broadcasting live from a donkey stable come next week.
Come on down to Cone Stable for next week.
$5 like mud trail tours up into the woods.
Oh,
like,
God, that's such a horrible sexual innuendo.
All the
it is. You know, it's a slippery slope.
Mud trail turn to that 70s bush, like dirt bike champion.
Dirt bike champion.
When the Red River flows, that dirt road home.
The dirt road home. I'm a dirt road.
Once again, Nick, thank you for that call. We're sorry about the poor taste and quality. We've really turned to the dark side here.
We've really let you down this episode. Yeah. I'm sorry. Anyways, the first game I played.
I don't believe you.
Was one
book.
I introduced to Juice and his woman friend.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Moochie Pork.
I have not heard of this one.
It is a cave shooter, so you automatically know it is insanely hard and insanely... The screen is insanely filled with bullets trying to kill you. And they do kill you. There's not much trying. They just kill you. Moochie Pork, made by Cave in 2007. It's a bullet hell cute-em-up instead of a shoot-em-up. It features Big Titted Bitches Saving Pigs.
Yeah!
And from what I gather from the Wikipedia, it's all Japanese. This was never Americanized.
Of course.
Yeah. The girls are pig girls, which means they have pig ears, and they have massive tits, which I approve of. They have big, porky tits, and I like it.
All day.
It's, like I said, classic cave difficulty. There is more shit on the screen than there is not. Like, every pixel's taken up by something on the screen, either to give you points or to kill you. All kinds of power-ups. What an asshole.
I know, I'm the worst person ever.
It's got three buttons. You got your normal fire. Then what's called your lard attack. Your lard attack, you fill up your lard meter by saving parachuting pigs.
And it was the best thing ever.
And your lard attack is like, it's a more powerful fire, but practically, but it makes your ship move slower because you're firing lard.
But there's giant lard attacking giant pig tits, so you win.
Not really, but I'll go with that.
It's okay. As long as there are tits involved, I'm happy.
I'm happy with tits, but not pig tits.
What? I'm happy with pig tits, because they're way better than regular tits.
So now, are we on the road to bestiality?
I think so.
All day, every day, we're on the road to bestiality.
I think there's that's also what's
a bomb
next.
/ summon button. It's like a typical bomb button. It's like a typical bomb button in a shooter, in which you become invincible for a little while. However, instead of a typical screen wiping thing, it summons up some weird ass robot that just fires a stream of rape. Anything caught in that stream of rape gets raped.
A foul raping will befall it.
Yes. And there's some strategic placing to it. All the power ups you get, you'll eventually be able to have like four or five pig underlings following your ship around to the left, or they follow to the left or right of your ship depending on which direction you're moving. And I lined it up perfectly so I could judge that you can effectively shoot a max power half of your screen at a time. You can fire that much bullets. You do come across enemies eventually who do the same thing though, so it is bullet hell on all sides of it. I would almost say it's harder than Dodonpachi.
Damn.
Yeah. Because I could get further in Dodonpachi with more credit than in this game.
Right.
I have no clue what you're saying, but no.
Me too, whatever. I mean, we have an infinite credit, so I don't
know. So, yeah, Moochie Moochie Pork's really cool to check out. Emulate the fuck out of it, because you're not getting the Americanized version. There was an Xbox...
It's not going
to happen. Or Xbox 360... I think it's Xbox 360 version of it, but, again, the Japanese one. And there's only three Japanese Xbox 360s in existence, so... Good luck.
Yeah, there's like stupid American console. Fuck you.
Yeah, like half the people who bought it were like, look at the stupid shit the Americans got. Let's all play it and laugh.
We never got
peasants.
It was sad all day.
They're the ones that's really pushing those lifetime passes now. Like,
yeah.
Fucking hitting the goddamn microphone at the wrong goddamn time. What a dick biscuit.
That's okay. You've only done it 36 times. Be real easy.
The other game I played was a game I guess it has to be semi-rare, because I've never seen a physical cab of it, despite going to Southern Fried two times and various arcades over the years. Is Escape from the Planet of Robot Monsters. Have you ever played that?
I've never even heard of that until now.
Me, I'm right in the same boat.
It is an Atari arcade game.
Really?
Yes. It's quite different. It really surprised me. It's made in 1987 or 89, one of the two.
Oh, shit, so it's a later on game then.
Yeah, it features the voice.
I was born in 87, so I don't know.
Nobody cares.
Okay, cool. I'll shut the fuck up then. From here on out, I'll just drink alcohol in the silent
corner. It features the same voice synthesis of Gauntlet and the weird flip a switch to continue, that kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It's 1 to 2 players. It's an isometric view. On the MAME, it has very touchy controls because the game normally has analog control sticks, which features 18 directions of fire. So 8-way is half as sensitive, basically. Not only that, but you've got the, I guess, the potentiometer side of it, in which you can control the speed. Kind of like how on an N64, he could barely tap the analog stick forward in Mario Walks.
Yeah.
So on MAME, he just is full run speed, so you constantly fall off the edges and stuff. But despite that, I can work around it, and it's pretty cool. You essentially play some dude with a ray gun, and you're trying to get through these, I would almost say, mall-like levels, or it reminds me of a mall, the layout, because there's a lot of escalators and stuff, but it's really more of a factory or lab full of robots and human hostages, and the goal is just rescue as many hostages as you can, flip switches so you can continue up escalators and doors and that kind of thing, collect bombs. I have no clue what you use the bombs for yet, but so you collect bombs. Your buttons are fire. You can shoot, you can duck, and you can jump. Dip, duck, dodge.
Dip, duck,
dodge.
God damn it, there's five of them, yeah, isn't there?
Dip, dodge is two of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dodge,
dip, dive, duck.
Duck and dodge.
Duck, yeah. And dodge. Yeah.
Good go team.
Yeah. In between every level you get, you beat, there's these speeder bike levels, and more like Star Wars speeder levels. You need to go through a very simple maze.
And it sounds awful.
And it's not bad.
Are you sure?
It's not like Battletoads maze.
No, it's not Battletoads maze.
Anytime I hear about being on a speeder or something, I instantly have flashbacks to fucking Battletoads.
As long as it's not Battletoads, it's okay.
Yeah, it's not that. It reminds me of a combination of Gauntlet, Zombies Ate My Neighbors, and pick your bullet hell of your choosing. Because there's a shitload of robots and bullets on the screen at any one time.
God damn it, Lyle.
So check out Escape from the Planet of the Robot Monsters. It was definitely a surprise for me. Especially being Atari. Never even fucking heard of it. Never seen a cabinet, nothing. I just randomly came up and I scrolled through my main list. I'm like, huh, that sounds cool. And it was cool.
And it was?
Was cool, yeah. Right. I spent $0 on it, so it was pretty damn cool for my money.
That's pretty fucking sweet.
I've literally never... That's the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. I really want to see cabinet, because the art on it was like, you know, 1960s, 70s sci-fi art with like a woman screaming in comic book style.
Nice.
That sounds way
about
better.
To get zapped by a laser.
Yeah.
What I was talking about, though, Stardew Valley, which is... It's a lot like Harvest Moon. Nope. Did not fix it.
I wonder if it's a power thing.
It's not maybe at all. I'm slowly jacking off the Harvest Valley.
I don't know.
Me too.
I do not know. But I'm only about... I'm like 15 in-game days into it. Because you can actually, your health gate or energy meter doesn't deplete near as fast as your Harvest Moon one does. So you can actually get some shit done.
Yeah, that's one thing I always grab about Harvest Moon is you like, go pick three turnips and you're tired.
Are you a fan of a wholesome murder? Hit the goddamn mic stand one more time.
I promise.
And we will turn your face into a boner factory.
No!
Shit.
So
why is this happening?
The ginger machine made happen.
I don't understand. Like, what the fuck is...
Oh, I'm going to rub my knees.
It's something. It did it again.
The whole time.
Maybe this is it.
Maybe. I had a SDHC card in, so maybe that's the fucking reason it's been...
Hopefully.
Noise.
Nope.
We'll see in a few minutes, I'm sure.
Probably.
Anyways, Stardew Valley. For the third goddamn time.
Goddamn,
I'm
gonna have so much editing to do this episode.
Yeah.
So glad not me.
Yep.
Oh, shout out.
And our buddy's not even here. Fuck. My mind is just like so warped now.
Shut the fuck up and start it, Valley.
You do what you do in Harvest Moon. You start off, you chop weeds, you cut trees, cut up timber. The one thing that it has that I'm not too super familiar with, like the newer Harvest Moon games. The old ones I've played quite a bit, but this one it adds a crafting system. Like you can take wood and build fence, you can build gates, you can build a scarecrow to keep crows out of your garden, shit like that. I've cleared like 5% of my land. I'm level 2 now. I've leveled up in farming and all that shit. I have a magical fishing rod that a man gave me. And just today, before Juice got here and we started drinking and watching horror movies, I actually went to my first egg festival on the game.
Was the egg lady the present?
The egg lady was not there, which kind of makes me nervous. Because if not there, then where is she?
She's on the perimeter watching.
Waiting.
Do we got time for an interjection? Because I know we've had a lot of these. I cannot do it.
We might as well.
Talk about cutting down trees. It reminded me of drunk ass of high school at Hansville, the same school that Juice attended. There's this fellow by the name, but I don't want to call his name out.
Give him a fake name.
We'll call him Mr. Hyde because that was his last name, and you know it sounds cool because Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. He was extraordinarily racist. Like,
what a douchebag.
I mean, even by Alabama standards.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Ugh. And he thought he was a genius. And he would come up to us. You know, Hansville has a lot of black people.
He should run for president.
Yeah. Hansville's got a lot of black people in it. And he would come up to, like, me while I'm surrounded by black people. And he would just say, "Today after school, I think I'm going to hang some trees." Like, trees, he talked about cutting down trees. Trees was his code word for black people. And he thought he was a genius. But all these black people were looking at him like he's a fucking idiot because they knew exactly what he was saying.
Trees.
And I'm pretty sure this man is not doing too well right now in life.
I hope not. I hope somebody is kicking the shit out of him as we speak.
I'm pretty sure karma's dealt him his fair share. But I just thought that was a funny aside, because I remember that shit pretty vividly.
I'm going to go home and hang some trees.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the guy's go-to. And I know.
Or, I don't think trees should vote. I'm not kidding.
I would have had to have went with that. Well, I don't think trees should vote, but like, I mean, neither. They need to limit all foreign policies on bushes, too.
I really should have, like...
What an idiot.
I should have just, like, went full in with him, though, and just confused the fuck out of him. Like,
that
well, I don't know. I think ficus should vote. And baby pines. Yeah, but oaks should not vote.
You better not get a cedar anywhere within a mile of this goddamn voting booth. Them cedars are nothing but trouble. They stink the place up, and their wood is just all furled the fuck up.
I imagine it would confuse him so much his skin would have melted and his little cockroach living inside of him would have scampered off. And
the cockroach just comes crawling out of his ears like, "God damn, you stupid. My little cluster baby's going to eat all your rotten ass brain out here." Dude, what the fuck?
The worst part about that is that had happened. And that guy still exists to this day in Coleman County.
Does he?
He does.
Well, I just find him to make fun of.
Still plaguing the fucking goddamn.
I take it you know this through work.
I do know this work.
I take it he's not too kind on paying the water bill.
Not at all.
You know, it takes a whole new level of being a piece of shit not to pay water bill.
Somebody's gonna lock on their box.
But it has not changed his facts at all in the whole entire time you've known him. From this day
my
forward.
Water company even admitted to giving us shit that had like 3M chemicals in it. I still paid my fucking bill, even though I'm probably going to develop one of them clatoo things growing out of my fucking stomach at some point.
This guy's okay with fucking growing the lungs and producing his fucking anti-black hatred all over the earth.
Antique black hatred.
Yes.
That's a new
that,
one.
That's actually fitting.
That is 100% better word.
It's very antiquated.
Okay. Yeah. I am glad we are okay with that because that's not what I was going to say.
It just blew me away. Like, racism isn't new to me in Alabama. But the way he thought he was a genius and skirting around it was like, dude, you're not that smart. Everybody knows exactly what you're saying.
And I thought that guy would die off and his things would have died off. But his theory has not died off at all. In this several years since that has happened, he is still alive in thought today in America. Hence,
he's voting.
He absolutely is
voting.
I don't know. He might be a felon by now. I don't know.
I assure you that he is a felon by Alabama state law.
Because I know he was pretty big on stealing.
He was, and he still is. And he is a felon by the American judicial system.
I recall him stealing something from the computer lab. And in the very same moment of him bragging about that, he made a racist comment about black people stealing things.
Like, absolutely.
Dude, do you realize what just
that's
came
like
out
calling
your
the
mouth?
Kettle fucking black, right?
Yes.
Like,
but, yeah, on a much more legal, holy shit level. God
damn.
But anyway, Stardew Valley in video games. not Alabama racism.
At all. We'll go with Stardew
Valley. My character on Stardew Valley isn't racist.
At all. I put on
he enjoys all races.
Is it Cuckold Grim Wallace?
Yeah.
No, it is not Cuckold Grim Wallace, believe
not
me.
Not yet, I guess the farm but working life, towards.
I guess he's not cut out for the farm life.
Nah, Cuckold's too much of a... You know, I imagine him being like the guy that gives you...
He's a carpetbagger.
Yeah, gives you 8 cents for your fucking, like, 50-cent potatoes. And he's just like... You get the bare minimum here.
He's got a vacuum to sell you.
He's a scalawag.
Yeah. He's going door to door selling vacuum cleaners and breast pills. Like
breast as he pills. Should.
He's knocking on my door and saying, do you have a boll weevil problem? I got the cure for boll weevils right here in this bag.
Farming's too honest for it for Cuckold.
Yeah. Most definitely. I haven't just got super into it yet because it's going to be a game I'm going to probably be playing for a while. I plan on playing some tomorrow as well, but I like what I've played so far of it. The other thing I've been playing, I finally, after all these fucking years, played through Another World, aka Out of This World, on SNES. I've talked about it.
Which version did you play through?
On the 20th Anniversary Edition on PC.
Okay.
I think one reason I could never beat the SNES one is compared to the PC one, that game, man, it moves so much more fluidly on PC, smoother and shit.
Yeah, because you let go of the controls on the SNES and he moves like for another full second.
Yeah, and there's a lot of time jumps in this game.
It's like trying to stop while you're ice skating. Unless you're a pro ice skater, it's really hard.
The level that requires the most detail, that's the cave level. There's all kinds of anything in the environment is pretty much, it's one hit kill. Like aliens, right. They shoot you one time. There's fucking all kinds of animal traps. Well, there's one part where you have to blow the wall out of a water reservoir to, like, cause these lower tunnels to flood, and so you can swim back through it later. And the floor has these little holes in it, and it's pretty much like a miniature Sarlacc pit with teeth. If you fall in it, you just get an animation of these teeth chomping, and it automatically kills you. So you have to run and jump through there, and then on the way back, you have to, like, time that shit to jump back out. And if you got that little bit of delay in your fucking controls, almost impossible. Because you gotta, like, you know, you gotta plan ahead and actually factor in the fact that you're going to move so much further past where on the PC when you literally can just... I held the run button down, run through, and double tap jump, and just sail through it
another
much easier.
Level of Mario.
I've played this game, seriously, it's like a 25, 26-year-old game now. It's like, yeah. They consider that one like a PC classic, I guess. And, if people could only see what we see.
We do have webcams.
Don't have webcams. Please don't have webcams.
They're hidden. Everywhere. Anyways,
subscribe at pornhub.com/goodoldgamers.
Yep. Like, share our page. We got a Bukkake page coming next month. I'm looking forward to it. Somebody's not.
All day, every day.
Somebody's about to have a wine glass full of love. Anyways, before we've literally covered every terrible topic. The only thing we haven't talked about yet is fucking necrophilia. And we'll make a reference
of about necrophilia.
We could before it's over with.
I'm all about it.
Because Another World, that's one thing that game has plenty
necrophilia.
Of. Bunch of, well. Well, I was just thinking there's a lot of death in it, so there's a lot of bodies to potentially put a fucking on. There's a lot of
necrophilia. Think a bit.
Played that game, though, 20-something years now, and I finally beat it. Only to come to the realization I can beat that game now in about 15, 20 minutes.
Yeah, as long as you know what choices to make, you're good.
It's easy. I mean, and you know, that game's such trial and error.
Yeah.
Playing through it, you get to a point where you've done so much trial and error, you can just be like, it ain't shit to just play through it. Especially in like sections, because, you know, once you beat it, you can go back and pick which section you want to play through, and you can just get really good at that one, then go on to the next one. I'd actually like to try to speed run that game. I think the record on it's like 11 minutes, something like that. Yeah. Like it's something wild, but it could be done. That's really all I've played, though. None of my consoles are hooked up to shit. They're still all in boxes, so everything I've played has been on the PC.
I'm going to get my N64 stuff from you tonight. I bought a copy of Diddy Kong Racing from Joysticks and D20s at Game Fest, which another thank you. Coming out there, 26 and D20s. Love y'all shop. So I'm playing that, but to clear the backlog of calls, we once asked, what is your favorite N64 games? What is your favorite N64 games?
God damn it, don't Deuce, do
I'll
that.
Edit that out.
We'll do fucking GoldenEye N64 because fucking nobody has it on their emulator. And that blew my goddamn mind that night.
How cliche. At
Game Fest. Yeah.
What about you, Lyle?
Probably Ocarina of Time or
solid game.
Mario Party too. I invested a lot of my younger days hours in the Mario Party. Me and you both went through the Mario Party phase.
Solid Mario Party.
Now mine, I could very easily say Mario 64. That's a boring answer. So I'm gonna go pick something else.
Good.
Space Station Silicon Valley. We've mentioned it before. Yes. It's a great game where you take the role. I think you play as a little computer chip and you can take over various artificial animals on the space station and they use them to kind of work your way through a puzzle / platformer levels. That's really cool. I really wanted
that, to get that. That was an underrated one, I'll agree with. Chameleon Twist was another one I thought was really good that was underrated. I think Chameleon Twist 2 now is actually, it goes for a pretty good chunk of change, I believe.
Really?
I've
never seen it.
We had a guy,
platformer.
Long time listener called in. He's been missing for a while.
Bill?
Bill.
Wow.
Hey, fellas, what's going on? It's Bill. So sorry, it's been a while. You know, adulting and life are getting in the way, as I'm sure you both know. Let's see. Favorite game on the 64, aside from the typical ones such as GoldenEye, Zelda, Mario 64, Star Fox 64, and so on, I'm going to have to go ahead and say Conker's Bad Fur Day. Just the crudeness and the hilarity of it alone make it my favorite, just because it was so amazing. But, yeah, anyways, back to work. Talk to you guys soon.
Thanks for your call, man. And yeah, that's another one that sets you back a dollar.
Oh, yeah. I paid $10 for my copy and sold mine for like $90. I didn't get real big in the Conker, though.
What?
I liked it.
How did you not?
Don't you have some copies of Conker?
I have one copy I got for $15-$20 at Walmart on discount. And then I've got an unopened copy I still own to this day at Conker's Bad Fur Day on N64.
You need to sell that bitch.
I need to sell it before.
You need to get that motherfucker graded and then sell it.
Yeah, it's going to have to happen because it is completely unopened. Complete from Walmart.
You probably got about a $400 or $500 piece.
Yeah,
I'm gonna have to make it happen because I really love my N64 copy, but I'm never touching the N64 copy I have that's completely untouched from Walmart.com.
Yeah, if it's factory sealed,
it is factory sealed and
it's not beat up.
You're looking about $500
factory easy.
Factory sealed, not beat up, and it was cheap as fuck because their rating system came in really hardcore afterwards.
Yeah.
So I got it for like $10.
That's
at Walmart.
Just so infamous too, because like that's the only fucking mature uber mature themed game on yes. N64, you know.
Like. And it doesn't look like it if you look at the cover of it.
No, it started out as a fucking Diddy Kong
yeah.
extra.
And lucky for me, I loved fucking Conker, so I've got the cartridge completely unalterated.
Alterated, I like that word.
Yeah, we'll go with that. Fuck
unalterated.
That. Exactly. As well as the one I copy, I played that for $10.
Now, was that the last thing that Rare put out on 64?
I don't know.
On 64?
They put out a lot of them in 64.
Probably so. Close to N64.
It was either that or Jet Force Gemini, I bet, was one of yes. the last ones.
And the 360 release of Conker's Bad Fur Day was so highly fucking censored. It wasn't... I mean, they even reduced the shit song for next.
They censored it.
Yeah, they censored it completely.
That's amazing because, like, by then, those standards back in the day is risque, but today it's like.
Yeah, they already had, like, fucking Playboy the Game, Leisure Suit Larry, absolutely. And shit. GTA. Genre.
I've got the 360 console, and that version's not worth shit, but I still have
that's
my
interesting.
360.
I didn't know that was censored happy. Either.
Oh, the 360 console version is censored. To hell and back.
I had no idea about
that. The shit song is no longer available. Lost in the Multiplayer Media is no longer available. It has been censored to fucking hell and back from the fucking
I'm glad order. Your drunk ass produced one interesting fact this whole recording.
It's finally happened.
And he made it through it without hitting the mic stand.
Yeah.
I said that.
We had another N64 call. Our buddy Chase.
That was all you, bro.
Hey guys, Chase Chandler here. My favorite Nintendo 64 game has to be Doom 64. When I was a kid and I picked it up, I thought I was just getting another port of Doom. Turns out it was an all-original game for the system. It was made by Midway of all people, so it was quite different from the original. What made it better? And what makes it my favorite Nintendo 64 game is, unlike Doom 3, when they made this game, they made the monsters look just like the originals, but updated. They didn't drastically change them so that they were unrecognizable. Now, the Kappa Demons or Keiko Demons, those big red floating heads, they did give them arms with, like, a broken, you know, chain cuffs. But other than that, there wasn't any major changes. They added a cool satanic laser gun that was mentioned only in the design document. They made the chain gun way more badass. I believe it was like triple barreled. It was just an overall cool game. The monsters would spawn out of thin air. They would pop out of sliding walls. Floors would just disappear and you'd be left standing on a single pillar. You would have Indiana Jones-like traps with walls that shot arrows. There was fire as big as the city that you were in, just a wall all around you like you were in some kind of inferno. Sometimes the flames would be green or blue. The game was just pretty, and it was a total nightmare. It was pretty freaky for the time. You got to see multiple cyber demons, too. There's even one level called a cat and mouse where it's just even cyber demons talking to each other. If you haven't played Doom 64, pick it up. You've not played anything like this. Alright guys, have a good
thank
day.
You man. Doom's actually a cheap game on the N64.
I have Doom 64.
Yeah.
Actually.
It's the one I've been meaning to pick up because you can get it all day for $5 or less.
It is gold compared to the first copy of Doom I ever owned was on Sega 32X.
Ooh.
So, and then the SNES one, you know, that come out and that
it's sad
was just
that
like,
though the SNES is still better than the 3DO version.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give it that. Even though it's like downsized, the screen is right. Isn't the Super Nintendo one where the
yeah smaller resolution.
That's what I thought. The fuck are you shushing?
This is a podcast, goddammit, we talk.
Well, not in a library.
I'm with fucking Brando, not Lyle. Fuck Lyle.
Well, fuck you.
I'll pay you $5 to see it happen.
I will.
You don't want to see him get stabbed to death, right?
I'll pay $5 for that too. Actually,
this is like a win-win. This is a win-win.
I'm out $10, but I get a hell of a show.
I need $5. Yeah.
You don't have $5. Fucking hell yeah, Brando wins all goddamn day.
Anyways, Our last question, Boys and Summits, a question is a challenge to give me an insult.
Ah, I forgot.
We got one emailed insult, and the other one really wasn't an insult to me so much as you all. But
oh, very nice.
First one is our long-lasting stalker slash whatever, Mr. X.
Brandon, you so ugly that when your mama drops you off at school, she got a ticket for littering.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah,
that makes me happy.
Roscoe thought that one was funny as well.
And this one is more for Law.
Yeah, Law.
Hey, this is Steve Steverson. I don't have any cool titles this week. I was listening to episode 66 entitled Little Dick Time, and Law kept talking about a Pokeball Pokemon and how he wanted to see one, and I believe
there already is one. I know this.
Because Voltorb is the Pokeball Pokemon. That's its origin story, is that it was a Pokeball at a factory that came to life one day. So you're fucking dumb, because I'm Steve Stevenson, Grand Pokemon Champion.
Goddamn, Steve.
Lore Mage of the High Seas, and I just want you to know that.
Fucking sucks to be you, Lyle.
That's totally cool, because I've never claimed to be a Pokemon
lover.
So I'm completely alright with that.
Shit.
I did not realize though. I did play Red and Blue like nonstop, and the fucking card game shit.
I'm not that,
but
so
never,
shit.
Never fucking noticed. Like, I just realized what I said. I never fucking noticed that the Voltorb looked like a Pokeball. I just thought it was some sort of fucking electrical orb. I never thought it was a Pokeball.
How did you never notice? You fucking failure at a Pokemon Master. God. Damn it.
Tomorrow you'll finally complete Where's Waldo?
Yeah. Finally, after all this time.
So, the next recording, I'm probably not going to be here. I'm going to be here for the Halloween one. So we need something for people to call in when I'm absent.
Okay, after much deliberation, we have difficult question to ask you. What is your most favorite underrated Sega Genesis gem?
Yeah, don't you dare say Sonic or Golden Axe.
Sonic is for little bitches named David. So let him have his blue fuck toy, and you come up with your own more impressive fuck toy.
Yeah, something that's not on the fucking top 10 list of any time you Google this question.
And this one should have a bevy of good answers, because Genesis truly has some unique shit.
Oh, it does.
You know, that Super Nintendo did not get.
Yeah.
I'm not going to answer my own question, but I can think of three things in my head right now, just right off the bat, that Super Nintendo... Just nothing Nintendo-wise.
Yeah,
you know,
I think
they ever
SNES had the better AAA top titles, but Genesis had a lot wider variety of... I'd almost want to call it shovelware, but it's to a degree it is, and to a degree it's not. That's if you weren't as well-known of a developer, you probably got on the Genesis rather than Nintendo, because Nintendo had
a lot of the edgier
policies.
Stuff, too,
yeah.
Went to Genesis,
right.
Just because... Nintendo was so family-friendly.
They had their aggressive licensing policies, too. So if you're coming up with a franchise-type thing, you didn't necessarily want to lock it in straight with Nintendo. So, you know, if you...
That's why a lot of the... Like, you know, there's a lot of games that have the same game out on SNES and Genesis, but it's two completely different ports,
right, yeah.
You know. Like, the best one, you know, in a lot of cases, the SNES port's usually the better of mm-hmm. the two, but, one rare case I can think of right offhand is, like, Power Rangers, the movie, the game. Super Nintendo plays just like Power Rangers beat 'em up.
Yeah.
You know, it feels more like you're playing the game based on the show. Whereas the Genesis movie version actually feels like you're playing a game based on the movie. Like it's a little more legit to the substance matter, I guess.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Favorite underrated Sega Genesis gem. Dig up something good. Like Brandon said, none of the Sega shit that everybody knows. Everybody knows about Sonic and Golden Axe and what's the other Sega major Genesis titles? I mean, I guess Sega-wise, that's mainly it, isn't it? Like Sonic.
Streets of Rage.
Streets of Rage, Golden Axe, Columns, Shinobi. I was just trying to think of the games that's like on the Mega Pack. Shinobi, that's another Fantasy popular. Star. Yeah.
Shining Force.
Anything like the Echo, the Dolphin, stuff like that. But yeah.
Give us something cool.
Some, you know, try to come up with something we ain't heard.
Give us something I want to get on eBay and buy and check out.
Yeah, no shit. Well, that's about it, ain't it?
That's about it.
I do believe.
I'd say see y'all next time, but it might be a minute for me anyway.
I'll be coming at you next week with something. I'm not sure yet. May have. I don't know if Mike can next week because, you know, he's wifeless right now and I don't. Cheyenne's in Korea.
Yeah.
And,
fighting the good fight.
He was saying he didn't know if. Never mind. About got a little too Clint Eastwood there. Sandbags. But, he was saying, you know, he didn't know if he had anybody to watch his kids or not. That's so. Fine. I'll get somebody on, and we'll have a good podcast next week, one way or another. Most definitely. Anything you want to say before we go?
For all the weeks that I may or may not miss, go fuck yourself. Thanks to everyone who helped us with Game Fest.
Most definitely.
Yeah, thanks for putting up with our increasingly sparse quality, and. Yeah,
we will make it better. It's just when life isn't putting a fucking on us. And we're getting toward the end of the year, too, so that's always a
yeah, and chaotic. I unfortunately have at least the two and a half years of fucking with college. So you're going to expect this level of quality out of me for a while, especially as it keeps going. My course difficulty is going to be increasing, so I'm going to become more and more of a useless bastard, unfortunately. But when it's over... It'll be over. Yeah. It'll be good.
Everything will be swell again.
Yeah.
One way or another, the good old gamer's name will trudge on. We may just replace me and you. Just thinking like some shitty like Dukes of Hazzard where they're like, well, this ain't Bo and Luke. This is our cousins. Tim and Nathan.
Tyler and Nate Dogg.
Yeah, maybe Tyler and Nate Dogg can just take over for a little while.
Come on, bro. Come on, bro.
It's nothing but locked nipples this episode.
Nipples are locked in this place.
It's just like the noises of nipples being just chafed together.
I don't know how much SpongeBob you watched, but the episode where Mr. Krabs sold SpongeBob the Krusty Krab and SpongeBob was inside rubbing pickles together. A little squeaking noises.
I have not seen that.
You will when you have kids.
Well, I mean, I do. I don't have kids, but I do enjoy SpongeBob. So
you will see. You won't stop enjoying it. You'll see so much of it.
You want to kill yourself every time you see that yellow fuck. You'd wish you were just as poor as he is, so your blood could spill out all over the floor. But follow us on our Facebook, Good Old Gamers Podcast. Follow us on our website, goodoldgamers.com. Twitter, we're on there. We don't really do shit on there.
Yeah.
iTunes, y'all know the drill. We're on all that shit. Google, blah, blah, blah. Just Google our name. You can find everything you need to know about us.
Yeah.
And all that. Thanks for back called. Like Brandon said, sorry about the quality, but we're working on it. And everybody's adults here, so everybody knows life can be a... Jesus, fuck, if you do that one more time, I'm going to skin your fucking parents. God damn it, they're dead.
I hope your kids never learn how to read.
That fucking near cuts right on.
I got to edit the shit out of that.
Shit, yeah, you do. Dude, just download a sensor. Just download a sensor button, and every time something's said, just
damn it,
just beep it out.
Just beep it out with just oops.
everybody.
Well, you got anything that I don't have to edit out to say? Inebriated nope. Juice?
Not at all, man. Fuck
cool.
You.
We're going to get out here before we get our asses in trouble. We'll be coming back at you next week.
You best stop talking about them trees now.
Fuck them trees. I'll ruin your whole goddamn night with editing. Fuck
yeah,
the trees.
Yeah, demolish our brand, you know. Why not?
We've made it 2 years almost.
Try not to laugh, shut up, fucking.
You are a train wreck.
Shine on, you glorious bastard.
Get away from me.
Yes. Just, oh, thank Christ.
Off.
Until next time. Because we just definitely had a meltdown here. It's game the fuck over, man.
Game over.
That goddamn thing.
Dang old swamp hag, I saw y'all the other day at the VFW, and I just wanted y'all to know we did get that mattress, and we've been performing satanic rites on it, and y'all are just a sorry bunch of sack heads, didn't help us, and, well, may the Dark Lord help you.